Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And as you breathe in, just allow yourself to imagine God Himself breathing the very breath of life into your lungs, saturating your body, animating your life. As you continue to breathe in, just receive His peace, His love, His kindness and joy. In your own words, just invite God to be present right here, right now. Invite Him to have His way. Ask God's Spirit inside you to center your attention on Jesus. God, thank you that you have given us the incredible opportunity to abide in you, to be present with you. God, thank you that you hear our prayers and that they matter, that they're not just empty words. Thank you that you answer prayers. God, we ask that in the next few moments that your Spirit would speak through your word as we meditate and pray through the words that you have written through the author of Hebrews. In chapter 9, verse 22, the author writes this: under the law, almost everything in the tabernacle is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Thus, it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites. But the heavenly things themselves, oh, with better sacrifices than those for the earthly tabernacle. Under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Thus, it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than for those of the earthly tabernacle. For Christ has entered, not into holy places made with human hands, which are only copies of the true things, but Christ has entered into heaven itself. Jesus has entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. And allow that truth to sink in. Allow God's Spirit to enliven your mind with that truth, that reality, that Jesus has entered into heaven, the true tabernacle, on our behalf, for you. Allow that to stir your heart. What emotions does that produce to think about the God who created the cosmos entering into the heavenly tabernacle through his own blood on your behalf? Just allow that gratitude to pour out into words toward God right now. Thank you. God, receive the gratitude that you have awakened in our hearts as praise, as worship. Jesus didn't enter to offer himself repeatedly as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own. For then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, Jesus has appeared once for all, at the end of the ages, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Once for all, to put away sin by his own bodily sacrifice. Allow that thought to stir within you. is no need for Jesus to re-sacrifice himself for whatever sin you have engaged in today. It is done. It is finished. Paid in full. Imagine Jesus' blood washing away every sin in your heart, in your mind, past, present, future. Jesus' perfect sacrifice on our behalf, for me. Thank you. And just as it is appointed for humans to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. God, would you stir our hearts with Jesus' return? Would you ignite a longing, a yearning, a great anticipation for his return? Would you help our hearts to look forward to that? God, would you show us what it looks like today to eagerly await Jesus' return? Would you help us to put our hope fully on what will be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus at his return? Just as it is appointed for humans to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ Jesus, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Therefore, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, our King, our Savior. God, in the midst of all that is going on today, all that is weighing heavy on our hearts and our minds, the tasks, the responsibilities, the concerns and worries, the relationships. God, would you show us what it might look like to eagerly await Jesus' return, to be about your business in response to your mercy, faithfully living out your love, participating in your kingdom expansion project, caring for those around us, loving you and loving our neighbor. God, would you fill us to the fullness and empower us to be your children, living our lives in light of the surety of Jesus' return, confident he's coming to save us. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Would you continue to stir these things in our hearts as we move on from this space? We need you. And so we ask these things in your beautiful name, Jesus. Jesus.